Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
We have an expression that goes, seeing is believing. But that's inaccurate. Seeing is proof, not believing. Believing is when we're convinced of the truth of something we have experienced, but for which there is no empirical proof. 2 weeks ago, we celebrated the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, an event that no one actually saw occur. The women found an empty tomb, and they saw an angel explaining why the tomb was empty. But there was no proof. How did they know the angel was telling the truth? This enabled Jesus' adversaries to float alternate explanations. One of those alternate explanations was that Jesus' followers had snuck in and removed the body in order to discredit them, claiming a resurrection that didn't really happen. And that the women were hallucinating. That's why they saw the angel. They were hallucinating because of their intense grief. Or maybe they just made the whole thing up. That's what was floating out there by Jesus' adversaries. And even Jesus' followers were confused, despite having seen that empty tomb and heard what the women had to say. The Pharisees believed in an eventual resurrection of the dead on the last day. And this was the branch of Judaism that Jesus and almost all of his followers belonged to. They were within the Pharisee movement of Judaism. But for that reason, many of his followers did not automatically equate rising on the third day with the kind of resurrection they believed would occur on the last day. They made a distinction, thinking that on the last day, it would be a bodily resurrection of the dead, but the third day, this must be something else. And after all, here they've got Jesus walking through closed doors, appearing suddenly, disappearing just as suddenly. That seemed to them a lot more like the behavior of a ghost returned after the third day, rather than the behavior of a real flesh and blood resurrected human being. And that's the reason that for the post-resurrection appearance that we have in today's gospel, where Jesus goes out of his way to demonstrate that he is not a ghost. He says, "Why are you troubled? Why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see I have." And then as further proof, he ate food in front of them, a piece of baked fish, something a ghost could never do. But it's also important to note why Jesus goes to all this trouble to prove to his followers the truth of his bodily resurrection. Namely, he needs to prove to them, or wants to prove to them, that he really is the Messiah, the sent by God to fulfill everything written about him in the scriptures, and specifically that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And here he was. And second, that his followers were now sent forth to preach to all the nations forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name, starting in Jerusalem. They are now to give witness to the truth of what they have actually experienced. When Jesus rose from the dead on the third day, that's the first time in all of human history that we have direct confirmation that bodily resurrection of the dead can indeed occur, because it did in the case of Jesus. This gives us confidence in God, that in God's promise that he will raise us up also on the third day, on the last day. But since this is a matter of faith, just like Jesus' adversaries 2,000 years ago, so also non-believers today continue to float alternate explanations. For instance, you might have heard someone say that belief in the afterlife is just a coping mechanism, a crutch for those who are too weak to face the brutal fact of our own eventual annihilation. Or another thing you'll sometimes hear is people say that the idea of punishment in hell is an effective but empty threat, by means of which religious societies use fear to manipulate us into acceptable behavior. Meaning that for these adversaries of Jesus, life after death is a lie that people use, that people have invented for other, sometimes even worthwhile reasons. And you know, Jesus' followers today often seem pretty confused, just like those in the gospel, though our issues are different than theirs. For instance, if you look at the obituaries in the newspaper, you'll see that many people think that everybody, all the dead, go automatically to heaven, regardless of how they've lived their lives. I mean, is that confused or not? Often what you see published in the paper looks a lot like a decree of canonization. When was the last time you saw mention of purgatory in an obituary? Or praying for this poor soul in an obituary? You and I are believers because though lacking empirical proof, we are convinced of the truth of what we have experienced, just like those first believers. And like them, we too are sent to give witness to all the nations of the forgiveness and salvation won for us by Jesus Christ.